You're listening to the BBS Radio Network, and this is Between Two Worlds with Derek White Sky Cloud, healer, author, shaman, paranormal investigator. Stay tuned for Between Two Worlds.
Welcome, everyone. This is Derek White Sky Cloud, and you're listening to and watching me on bbsradio.com. I can welcome you folks on our TV program as well as our radio show. We have a very special guest coming up really quickly here, but I want to share this this with you folks. I had a very good friend, like a sister of mine, had passed away yesterday. She died of a brain cancer. She was battling cancer for 2.5 years, and it finally took her. Her name is Tammy Griffey. Even Tammy Bennett. I want to dedicate this show to her. I emailed Tammy and Steve, her husband, to come to the Paracon because Tammy's mom lives in Las Vegas. And I know very well that Tammy wanted to come because she's also been involved in the paranormal for a lot of years with me. She worked as what's called a trance medium, one who actually makes contact with spirits and actually the spirits go through her and speak through her. And she passed away at the age of 47. How she came across, she was battling cancer from breast cancer 6 years previously before. And as the doctors that she dealt with were a bunch of idiots, I'm sorry, but I don't support what they did. They kept on adding new drugs that were experimental, and it got her to the point where it caused brain cancer. But she did die in peace. She crossed over. And when Steve called me up, he was quite shooken up. He couldn't understand why she left this world because Steve's mom was the famous Irene Griffey, well-known medium in England, in the UK. And so Steve lost two women in his life, his mother and his wife. And they just got married last year. And I was there at the wedding. I was so proud of Steve having to be married. And Tammy wasn't sure about being Mrs. Griffey. She still wanted to take the Bennett. But she was such a kind person. She was like a little sister to me, and we were so close. We used to go do healing circles together. We would do seances a lot, her and I. We called the Circle of the Four Corners. We'd have invited guests to sit down with us to have seances, and she was one of the best I've ever had to work with. And she also channeled a man by the name of Silver Birch for many years. She discovered him in her life. And his mother also, Steve's mom, Irene Griffey, also worked with the spirit on the other side called Silver Birch. So these things have happened. And I wanted to say shocked, but I was actually a little bit ticked with the medical industry because our Canadian government is just constantly pressuring people. My wife had breast cancer. She is a breast cancer survivor. And she refused to take the radiation and the chemo from them. They kept threatening her on the phone and keep calling her back and telling her that she's got a 15% chance that she'd die. And my wife decided to go alternative and she's clean of all cancer. And so, but my wife got smart and she, even though she had the cancer, she had both her breasts removed, but she did say she was glad she got them off her chest. So it's kind of funny in that way. But my show tonight I want to dedicate to Tammy because, Tammy, I know you're listening to while I'm watching this show. And we were talking about Frank's Box a few weeks back, and actually we're going to be talking to a wonderful man right now. We have a good friend of mine that I've known for a few years. He also is an affiliate to our program. He picks us up on his program. And his name is Dr. Jimmy Lowry of APSR Radio. And he's also doing TV now. This guy has his own TV show. And no further ado, how are you doing, Jimmy?
Derek, I'm doing great, buddy. I'm sorry for all the background noise y'all might have picked up here. I'm kind of enjoying nature tonight.
That's okay.
I'm out here, you know, it's getting kind of cool. We're having a little bit of a cool front here, so I had to get a fire going, you know. I had to get a fire going in the fire pit here, and I got the train in the background. I got neighbor's dog barking, so y'all hear popping. It's not gunfire going off, okay? It's wood popping. I put some scrap wood. We had it working, and we got so much going on. I think I'm a jack of all trades. I'm telling you, man, with everything that's been going on with from building computers, building websites, now I'm building decks and cabinets and everything else, been refurbishing the house and all. So I got a little scrap wood. I said, you know what? I'm taking off night off, and I'm going to burn me a fire.
How's Heather doing?
She's doing great. You know, back in February, she had a little bout with a gallbladder and had to have emergency surgery from that, and bounced around here and doing great, you know, barking orders and building.
She's
bouncing
off the walls with you.
Yeah, yeah. She's a carpenter now. She knows what she wants. She can build it.
Oh,
she's,
yeah?
I take directions from her. You know, she watches that HGTV all the time, you know, all those home improvement shows. And
she's learning something from that.
Yeah, I'm thinking I get my cable cut off because the more she watches that, the more projects I have to do, you know. I'm getting tired. I need a break. I need a vacation, man. I'm looking forward for this, you know, this upcoming event coming up here in the next few weeks.
It's going to be good.
Oh, man, yeah, for the first time. It's going on almost 5 years now that you and I have been friends and known each other, been colleagues, and you know now we're colleagues and affiliates of radio, and now I've got my TV show that we finally got the episode. God, it took me forever to get it out, but it's out.
I did say you'd have it out, and you did it, didn't you?
Yeah, I made it. It was grueling. I tell you what, it's like the powers that be just didn't want that to get out. But I didn't give up. You know, it's like anything else. You just, you know, when you're in a battle, you know, you got this battle between good and evil going on. You know, you just have to keep on trucking and keep on battling and stand your ground, and, you know, and it'll happen. So a lot of good things started happening this year. It's been a good year, you know.
Now, I want to let everybody know before you go any further, my friend. I want to welcome everybody in the Paltalk chat room as well as the BBS radio chat. Now, those of you who actually want to go to the Paltalk chat room, look for Paracon on BBS radio, the word Paracon, P-A-R-A-C-O-N, Paracon on BBS radio, and it'll be located under the spirituality metaphysical page, and just click on that, you're in the room. Also, those are in the BBS radio chat room, those who cannot make it or have not been able to find it, what you do is you actually go to my website, and as well, to make it simple too, you can go to my website, whiteskycloud.com. You'll see a button on the right side of my page, and it'll say BBS Radio Chat Room. Click on that. You register yourself in there. You're in the room. Now, to let everybody know what's going on, we're all going to the Paracon. Paracon means Paranormal Conference. This actually is held in the Plaza Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, Nevada, October the 24th and 25th, which is a Friday and a Saturday night. It's going to be held on a Friday from 4 to 10 p.m., then we partay. Then from 10 to 7 p.m. on Saturday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., we partay. Now, I'm saying partay. We can do whatever programs we want to do right after that, because there's so many events happening. We have all the speakers are going to be there, myself, Dr. Jimmy, John Mirage, Old Hip, oh my God, we have so many guys.
You got Lloyd Archibald, you've got Vampire Don Henry will be actually hosting it. And folks that don't know who Don is, Don is, believes in the vampire way. I mean, it's a more special thing, and then what people think of the blood and guts, you know, that you see on TV, you know, the vampire that prey on the women and all that. You know, I mean, Don is going to be on some shows and stuff. He's been on other shows. He's been on Mad Mad House. If you remember that, I don't know. It's been a long time since that came out. But he was a participant in that, and he's been on a lot of other shows on A&E, Discovery, and you know, been consultant. But he's going to be hosting it, and a really great guy, and a lot of great people going to be out there that are actual experts in this field. that for once we're all coming together in the paranormal and bringing in another side of it.
Okay, now I'm being corrected here by old here. He says Scott Christensen, Robin Ritter.
Yeah, Robin Ritter. He's going to be there. You're going to have Scott Christensen.
Also, our host.
The real big thing of it, Derek, is me, you, Heather, John,
yeah,
Scott,
yeah,
all of us, the five of us, are going to be in one place at one time in person.
One thing.
For the first time in 5 years, and we've all been friends for 5 years. But
we're
going to
do one stand up
in
that one thing. We're going to
We said years ago we predicted that it would eventually happen.
Yes.
And I think you even said it might even happen in the Midwest. I said, ain't no way.
Yeah, oh yeah. I felt it, yeah. Normally I don't go out of my way to get a visa, a passport.
Yes.
But when I got a reading from Scott over six months ago, and Scott said, he and I were just chatting away on the phone one day, and Scott Christensen said to me, he said, Derek, I'm seeing you. He says, somebody's going to call you up or reminding you regarding Las Vegas. When they bring up the word Las Vegas, don't turn them down. And I thought, yeah, right, Las Vegas, my butt. I'm going to go to Las Vegas for what? Casinos? I'm not interested in casinos. And then he says, and then you're going to move after 6 months. And I go, like, yeah, right. Now, I'm not moving, but I got another type of move, which was old Hip calls me up, Michael Johnson calls me up and says to me, do you want to go to Las Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
And I went, yeah.
That's kind of what I said. Let me think about that.
Yeah. Don't turn it down. I'm going to Vegas.
So we're going. And it's going to be a lot. There's also going to be some entertainment. I mean, we're talking the plaza, you know, the entertainment. Capital of the world, you know, the impersonators and stuff. I think where we're at, we got the Rat Pack impersonators.
Yeah.
And for us old farts out there, you know, we all remember, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. and Dino and Frank Sinatra and all them, you know. That was in our time frame. But I'm hoping I can get to catch that show. But there's a lot of other things going on. Like I said, a lot of events, a lot of entertainment, great entertainment. And the hosts that are putting this, they are native. One of the hosts is Glitter is a native of Las Vegas. And, you know, she's putting it in her hometown and getting us all together. That's going to be pretty wild. It's kind of a first for this type of convention.
Now,
so,
Sarah Lester is the one that's calling us in, right, to get us involved. We have she's the one that's making sure that you and I, all of us, the five of us, and some, to be down there.
Yes, and Brian Leffer. I almost forgot Brian and Scotty from Shadow Talk Radio. That's on APSR Network. They're going to be there as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're talking a lot of things. Now, one of the big things about this, and we're hoping this goes through, is that we're able to do this, is we're going to be trying to do some demonstrations. I'm hoping that Heather and I have the ability to do it, but John Milan's also, he's going to be doing some magic. He's gotten in the magic, and he's real good at it. He's going to be doing some really entertaining stuff out there with magic and doing some psychic. He's mixing his psychic abilities and the magic and doing a lot. He's just got a great, great show that people are going to want to see. He's going to be performing. But we're going to have the Frank's Box.
Yeah.
Hopefully. If it all goes right, we will have a Frank's Box there.
Well, let's put it this way. With the Frank's Box there, and did you get the message from Mike, that what we had thought about doing is actually while we're there, during the political situation happening right now, we got politicians dealing with their voting issues, and I thought if we can have Frank's Box, we can have a chat with the old presidents that have crossed over and see what their opinions would be with their messages.
That would be something to test out, you know, and you can't guarantee who's going to come through. I mean, that's one thing. You hear the train?
Oh, it's just
blowing that whistle.
If you talk to it's the Richard Nixon, I will never tell a lie.
Oh yeah, right. So yeah, we got to be careful which ones we talk to. But you don't ever know who is going to come through. You know, it's meant for what it's meant for. I experienced this thing one-on-one with Chris Moon. He's got a couple of boxes, and I was very skeptical of it. It was just something that I thought, you know, this cannot be happening. I've gotten EVPs on recordings. I can hear it with my own ears and then verify it with the recordings at times. But to have some kind of device like this that works is pretty awesome. And to see it working in full form and full life, it will blow your mind. It's changed people that were skeptics. It made them believers. They were like, there is no way. And you can examine the box. There's no way that you can transmit into the thing. I mean, it's all output. It's no input into it. It's output. So the spirits that are there that are controlling this, they're either around or they're come through. They'll try to come through to the box and come through. People that have very sensitive abilities, you know, very psychic abilities, might even be able to pick up on it and hear them with their own ears, or maybe even catch a shadow or glimpse of them. That has been known to happen. So, this is going to be an exciting time. I'm looking forward to see what's going to happen. We just don't know what's going to happen. You can't guarantee that the box will work every time. Okay, I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
When I had my private session with it, I didn't think it was going to work because it just would not come in, and all of a sudden, you know, we went to another area and it started working. Mm-hmm. They started coming through. So it's going to be a wild time, I can tell you. And Sarah and them, the host of the Paracon, are offering all paranormal investigators teams out there, the organizations.
Yeah.
If you go to the site, go to APSRradio.com and click on the Paracon banner there. And they go to the contact page, they will be able to go to the contact her and let them know how many they were in her group, and they're gonna give them for 10 tickets, they're going to sell it to them for $300.
Ooh.
They're also offering, if you buy one, you get one free for individuals.
Wow. Now, we also, I've been told here, too, that on Friday,
they're reporting on Tara Banks.
Yes. And they're going to be interviewing regarding the Paracon.
Yes, and they will. Now, I'm not quite sure when it will air, which particular show it will air on.
And they're bringing up,
you know, it's all pre-recorded, so it may not air till next week.
Yeah, but they're also going to bring up Frank Fly. They're going to bring that up. I know they will.
They will probably bring that up. They are very interested in this box and in the Radio Shack hack box. John,
yeah.
John has a Radio Shack hack box right now, and me and him have some
Radio Shack
on the
box.
That's what it's called.
Okay.
It's very real. I mean, I didn't think the thing would work. John's got one. We were a little skeptical of it. You know, it's like anything. You got to see it and experience it. But he got one.
Yeah.
And it worked. And it was working over the phone. He had it just going, and I had an aunt of mine that came through.
Really?
Yeah. And we asked who her name was. I heard a female, and it was like real distant and faint, but it was like it was coming through my Bluetooth. I mean, my phones were going, have still go nuts now. My phones have not worked right since. I guarantee, I'm telling you right now, my phones have went haywire. My cell phones and my regular phones.
I got to tell you something, my friend. The day before my father died, which I didn't know he was going to be passing, the day before my father died, I was coming home from doing a psychic party, and it was around midnight, and my phone was going nuts. It wasn't ringing. It was going nuts. And then I heard people's voices, lots of people's voices coming out of the phone as if they're all gathering together in one big, huge room. But the voices sounded so familiar, like I knew them. And I kept saying to my wife, did you hear these voices on the phone? And she said, and she was just coming in the room, she goes, no, I don't hear anything. And I said, I swore to God, I heard all these voices on the phone. And then the next morning, my father passed away. I strongly feel that our phones really go nuts when someone either is connected to the spirit world or wants to make contact with us.
Yeah, I think they do. You've heard of people getting EVPs on their answering machines.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From their one guy, I heard it, and I interviewed him on my show. This was right after we had really got, you know, going kind of big, you know, with this radio show, Heather and I were. And the guy was added on the recording. He was talking about, you know, how he had gotten this EVP, and he kept it. Thank goodness he kept the recording. And you hear it. You hear him say, hey, you know, hey, son, this is your dad. And, you know, I'm okay. I'm doing all right. And it was real static. You know, you hear the static like you normally get with EVP.
Yeah.
And the message came on. This is like 2 weeks after his father had passed, you know. So you hear a lot of cases like whenever someone passes,
yeah,
that they either get something on their phone or they get something on their answering machine. They'll see them.
Yeah.
They'll have a brief apparition. You know, and they'll be wide awake, you know, there's been cases where, you know, two or three people will see it. And, they're there and they just see them and then they're gone. And then they never see them again. You know, it was just like that one last goodbye, you know, hey, I'm okay. You know, you ain't gotta worry about me kind of thing. And I know why this particular reason, and I'm not going to say on the radio why, because, you know, it's personal, but I know why my aunt came through. And it was funny that she did, because it was like, wow. You know, I picked right up on it, and John, I said, oh, you hear that female voice in the background? And you hear them say, yeah, I said, he said, well, there's a female. And you hear the technician coming across, and he says, yes, it is. He says, I'm trying to bring her in. And she's far away. And it was like if she was caught between, I guess, my phone and the box or something. I don't know. It was weird. I can just tell you, unless you've experienced it, you won't never believe it. You just got to experience to believe, I guess, on a lot of this stuff. And for sure, that's who it was. I didn't say her name. I said, ask her what her name is. And he came out with the name that was very close. I said, ask her again, and she says it again. I said, did you hear it? And he says, I think he's saying such and such. And I said, no, this is what she said. And he says, is this so and so? And she says, yes. Plain as day.
Wow.
Yes, I'm here.
Now, folks, I want to let you guys know out there that Paracon is being held October 24th through the 26th. I don't know what the 26th is for. 24th and 25th of 2008. Now, it's held in Las Vegas, Nevada. Now, if you want to call for reservations, I got the phone number here. It's 1-800-634-6575. It's 1-800-634-6575. Anybody who really wants to experience the paranormal, or actually, even if you folks out there actually are interested or have always been curious, here's a 2 days for the curious mind. 2 days for the curious mind to be there and to see what you feel, having to meet all types of wild and crazy people like us, because we are wild and crazy. I've talked to Jimmy long enough.
That's right. Hey, if anything, you come see me. Yes,
we're wild and crazy people. Now,
yes,
before we go any further, I want to throw in a little bit of a commercial here, because it's basically I have one of my sponsors that I have to cover before I get started. Now, have you guys ever heard of the BeHip drink lately? It has no caffeine. It is actually, for those of you who are into natural flavors and feeling great, the BeHip is actually one of the most new types of non-caffeine, new breed of energy. So if you actually are interested in one of the BeHip drink, I actually drink it myself. It's absolutely fabulous. It gives me a lot of energy. As you can tell, I talk even faster. It's had a few competitions up against other companies like Red Bull, Monster, Full Throttle, Rockstar. Have you ever heard of those kind of companies? This BeHip is considered called a safe drink. This is a drink that actually anyone can have. It will not do harm to them. The the natural flavor of it is gruyere, which is basically a natural herb, and it's been used a lot for internal health. So it's actually helping a lot of people as far as dealing with their energy as well as internal healing. Now, if you're interested in actually wanting to try out the product, actually, I'll tell you right now, it has worked really well because I used a lot. You look under the website called Brenda 8, B-R-E-N-D-A, number 8, dot teaminmotion.com. That's Brenda 8 dot teaminmotion.com. Try the B-Hip. You won't want to change any of the drinks but B-Hip itself. So give it a shot, guys. Anyways, we can continue a little further with Dr. Jimmy now. What have you been doing these days? Now, even though you've got your TV going here now, what's going on with the TV show? What's new in the stream of the paranormal?
Well, what we're going to be doing, in fact, I'm coming up the 17th. I've got a busy schedule coming up with production and all. We're going to be shooting in Georgia come the 17th. I'm going to be getting with Scott McClure and his partner Mitch. They've been on the show, and they were on our DVD, the Haunted South DVD. So I thought it only appropriate to have at least a few episodes with Scott and Mitch on there, since our TV show is kind of based off the DVD. You know, it was kind of the premiere to this, and we're going to go out there and go to a very haunted mansion that is operating as a restaurant right now.
Okay.
So we're going to go shoot that as an episode, doing a live investigation there, and a radio station, one of the local FM AM radio stations, is going to be actually airing it live as we're doing an investigation.
Wow.
So
now this is
going to be
before,
cool.
This is during our work or after?
Is it
during
winter?
Yeah, no, are you going to do any paranormal investigating? I'm sorry, before any further, someone just asked me just now the question before I forget. Are you going to do any paranormal investigating after the show, after our tonight, or are you going to do it during it?
You talking about down in Las Vegas?
Las Vegas, yeah. The people are asking questions. Is there going to be any paranormal investigating?
Well, we're probably going to try. I'm looking into that. I know that. There may be something that's going to be something private for that we're going to do with a few of us, the guest speakers.
Okay.
They don't have anything planned for an investigation, but don't work that out. If it happened this year, it's definitely something that will be on the agenda for next year.
Yeah.
It's just that things, there's a lot to this. I don't want to get into the negative aspects. I did that the other day, like Saturday, and that was enough said on what I had to say about some things. But
yeah,
this is a very positive deal going now with Paracon. It's under the right management. They're getting things going, but, it's the kind of thing, a little too, it's just not enough time to get everything done and going like what we would like to have seen happen, but don't rule it out. What I have been told is that this place, you know, in Las Vegas, there's a lot of things, there's a lot of history there.
Don't forget.
The mobsters that started the gambling thing that was there anyway, So they said there's a lot of supposed haunted activity in the plaza. So, who knows? Maybe we might can get something together and
we'll just go for a walk
just for fun
to the hotel
and try to do it. Yeah, and it might be something we might can get together and just do for that may not even be. I don't want to speak out of turn here, but it may be something that we can be one of those things. Something we get a little bit together and just kind of haphazard go do one. If we can
grab a few extra cameras and some extra batteries and some flashlights and have some fun.
Yeah. And if we got one of the boxes we can take with us to experiment with it, it'd be an excellent opportunity. But I don't want it to be perceived that it is a part of this conference. That has not been planned into it. know, the tickets that you purchase is not for an investigation. Don't misconceive what I'm saying.
I got three people asking about the divas.
Well, I really don't want to get into that.
I don't want to go there.
Enough was said the other night, and I think that's enough. I want to try to keep positive on the aspects of what we're going to be doing at this point. And I just ask people that, you know, if somebody talks about somebody,
you know what? I'm going to be honest with you, my friend. You know what? This is what I want to say. I hope they show up. I want them to show up to see what we can do. And then they can voice their own.
I want any skeptic. Anybody that is skeptic of what we do, Derek, I would love for them to be. We welcome skeptics. You know, I always said that somebody totally skeptic, it's fine to be skeptic. Okay, I was skeptic about the box until I experienced it. If you're going to be skeptic, my rule is you need to go out and go with these investigators or go on an investigation with people. Then you can be skeptic or non-skeptic. Until then, you don't have a say-so because you don't know.
No.
You haven't even tried to have an experience with it. So how can you say something's not real until you experience it, you know? And I'd open all avenues to all the skeptics. Hey, come on. Buy a ticket. Come see for yourself. And you know, then after that, then you can go back and talk. But just tell the truth.
I want to see a ghost that says, get her done.
You want to see what?
I want to see this one ghost say, get her done.
Get her done. That's right.
Get her done. Now, are you going to be bringing some of your videos with you to sell while you're there?
I do have a few that we'll probably be bringing to do some autographs.
And t-shirts and hats and all that.
Do what now?
Bring your t-shirts and hats, all your paraphernalia.
Well, I don't have any of those.
Oh, okay.
I ain't got enough room in my luggage to carry that. You know, you're limited on the airplanes these days. You know, they're really limiting. I'm sitting here wondering about, you know, how, you know, what kind of equipment. I got to really think about what I'm going to bring. You know, I've got to have my camera, and I've got to really be compressed what I bring with me.
Well, I thought you were going to be driving down.
No, I'm not driving. I'm flying.
Oh, you're flying. Oh, okay.
I was originally thinking about driving, but I Heather changed my mind on that. She said, no, we're not. We're flying. Okay. You know, I just prefer not to fly because I'm limited in what I can take. You know, and I hate being limited.
It's amazing.
It's not that I have a fear of flying. I was in the Air Force, Christ's sake. I've flown on all kinds of airplanes. So, you know, I'm not afraid of flying. It's just, it's the restrictions, it's the, you know, pricing. I think it's, I don't know. It's a personal issue. It gets too deep into politics and everything else. And I don't really get into that. We'd never get through. But yeah, I was going to drive, but now we're going to go ahead and fly. So I mean, like I said, we're going to be limited in how much stuff we can carry. You only allow so much stuff, you know, on the plane.
Well, as long as you can bring Frank's box, that's all you need to do. And
I'll have the other little box, and it's not very big. It's like the size of a quarter. It's a little radio. And, if I could bring one digital recorder and my one camera. Maybe my laptop, hopefully. I don't know if we'll be able to get our laptop in there or not.
I don't know.
That's not all I'll probably bring. I ain't going to be able to really bring much else but that.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm going to be able to bring because I'm a Canadian, and they're fussing what they're allowing you to bring because I don't know what it is, but that's just what they're doing.
Yeah. So it's, but Heather and I were really both looking forward to going. We were excited because we had actually wanted to go last year for our anniversary, and we didn't get to do that. Our anniversary is always so close to Christmas. So her birthday is in just a few days.
Well, tell her happy birthday.
Derek said, hey, happy early birthday. She said, thank you. And
pre-birthday.
So, you know, it's going to be, you know, it's all working out. I mean, it's just everything's too good to be true. We were told this was going to happen. by Scott. Scott actually told Mike when he interviewed on the show. He's asking, well, what's going to happen with Dr. Jimmy and Heather and APSR? He says, everything's going to happen in October. He says, it's going to happen in mid-September to the end of October. He says, things are just going to just burst open. He says, he's just going wild.
Yeah.
He says, unbelievable. And it has. I mean, one thing after another, I was like, God, all this stuff coming up. And, okay, I got to start looking at my calendar again and start scheduling stuff. I done got used to not having to do that, except for doctor's appointments. Because, I've taken a back seat for a long time. I have. And it was trying to get things together, take a breather, and try to get some things done that we had not been able to get done personally. And everybody's been wondering, where's Dr. Jimmy and Heather? Why aren't they here? What's going on? Are they leaving? No, we're still here. We just had bigger aspirations, and we had a lot of personal things we needed to take care of in order to get to that point. You have to take a back seat sometimes, Derek, and catch a breather and meditate and just take a, just take a sabbatical and just live life a little bit and take a break from things that you're doing sometimes, so that things are better. So
it feels good.
That's kind of where we're at right now.
Well, I mean, it's a good thing right now that you're going to be doing well. I think this is going to be a really big benefit for all of us there.
You hear my dogs?
I'm really struggling to think this is going to do well for all of us. Number one, being in Las Vegas. Everybody says if you really want people to find you, they're going to help. They're going to find you. They're going to make you. I mean, most actors, actresses, entertainers, people go there. If you want to be known, as Vegas is where you can be known.
Oh yeah, and I'm looking at it this way, Derek. I've always wanted to be in some form of entertainment. Okay, there's certain things in my life that I've wanted to pursue and do, and. I completed my career. I retired. I wanted to do that. I wanted to have a retirement so that my family would be taken care of, when I got my older age. I served my time, than served my time in the military. I got my retirement. I went through that. I've got my degrees. I've gotten, I've written a book. I've gotten a DVD out. We've had a radio show. We've done the thing. All this is the things I've wanted to accomplish in my life. I wanted to have this, and I said, I watch all these TV shows, and I can't watch my own real TV show on TV.
Yeah.
But that will happen. I believe that's going to happen at some point. I will be on TV just one time, and I'll be happy. I can say I've accomplished that. And it's not for fame. I don't do any of this for fame or fortune, because by God, I ain't made a dime off this, really. I'm going to put more money out than you could ever believe. But
yeah.
I wanted it to fulfill a personal fulfillment. It's a personal fulfillment, all right?
Yeah.
To pursue these dreams. And I'm going to be on stage in Las Vegas, dude.
Yeah.
If that's not entertaining, I don't know what is. That's the entertainment. I mean, that's the, has become one of the biggest entertainment, areas in the U.S. That, Brandon, Missouri, of course, Nashville. But man, to be in Las Vegas and be on a stage in front of a bunch of people, that's a dream, man. That's a fulfilled dream. And I'm happy. I'm cool with everything that's been going on. And if this is it and it carries me on further, that's great. If not, you know what? I can mark that off my slate and say, hey, this is an accomplishment I got done. And I wish everybody can do that. I hope everybody gets to, fulfill whatever it is that they wanted to do in life, that they pursue it and don't give up. Because I tell you, I've been several times, I just want to throw in the hat and say, I'm done. I don't want to win. But you got to sacrifice and do things. And anyway, I'll get off that soapbox. I don't know where that came from. But, I don't know. It's for somebody out there. So it's meant for somebody out there. I don't know who it was meant for. It just came to me.
I just want people to see me.
Yeah. But that's why Heather and I haven't been available. Yeah, that's why Heather and I haven't been available. Is we have been just taking a seat back and catching a breather and you know getting ready for some bigger and better things.
But look at this. How long?
Hold on, I got
long,
that.
How did you get straight? Yeah. Maybe think about. Remember, you were doing almost four or five nights a week.
Yeah.
On radio.
Mm-hmm.
And you almost went into a burnout, and you guys needed some time off. Now we have a good friend of yours, ours, that we have Mike Johnson, the old hip, carrying the show on. And APSR is doing well. It's picking up and it's getting more rave reviews. People are actually wanting to listen more or getting more people coming in the room. I know because I see and hear. I'm in that Pal Talk chat room with them when I'm on in the Haunted Palace and Paranormal Room. So you got a lot of great people coming on, listening to the program. A lot of people, great people that are actually sharing their stories and about the paranormal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not done. You're just getting. I think you're just getting off the ground again. You know,
I do too. I don't think we ever. You know, that's what I wanted people to understand. I hope no one misunderstood me. We never went away.
Yeah.
We have never gone away. We've always been in the back scenes and planning and thinking and just getting ready for bigger things. I really think it's just going to go even further. I think things are going to happen. But there's a lot of people, and I know there's a lot of people listening tonight. There's a lot of aspiring talent out there. There's a lot of people that's thinking about, you know, do I want to do this? You know, I can tell you. It's a joy and it's a fulfillment, but it can also be a curse at times because when you do a show, like what you're doing there, and people don't appreciate this sometimes, but when you do what you're doing right now, you're expected to be there at a certain time at a certain night all the time when you build that fan base up. And then when you're not there, all of a sudden you're gone, people feel deserted. And that's a part of, you know, being in, you know, and what we do in the entertainment field, that where we have a following and they miss us, you know. We become a part of their lives, you know. So we had to not understand that. And we didn't want people, because I've heard, you know, it's like, well, God, they just left and never coming back. No, we're still here and we're still coming back. We haven't left. We're still around, and we're wanting to take it a bit further to where we can actually get out there and meet the people that have listened to our show and that we have interviewed in the years, and that we can actually meet them face to face. It's different talking on the phone than being able to meet somebody in face to face. It's just a total different experience, and we won't be able to film that and run any. So that's what I said I've always wanted to do. So this is just a different part of our experience that's going to carry the production company on, APSR Productions, the broadcasting, even further. And, you know, Mike carrying on the reins with the radio show, doing an excellent job and managing and taking the reins of that for me while I've been trying to do all this. So it's a lot of hard work. And anybody that's thinking about getting into doing radio, because there's a lot of new radio shows out there, man. I can't believe shows are out there.
Everybody wants to be a paranormal investigator. Everybody wants to have their own
show.
Everybody wants
to. That's cool.
Fine.
But what I want people to realize is not everybody's meant to be a radio show talk host or be on television. We all have different places. And if you're an investigator, you're out there doing things and you're bringing back your stuff, you are in the industry. You are being a part of that because you're getting on and you're providing this information and giving people something to listen to.
Yep.
Because without those investigators, without those authors, we don't have anybody to interview.
No.
You know what I mean? I am going to go in the house. I know that y'all got to be hearing that dog next door just barking his brains off. I guess he ain't been barking his all until I got on the radio with you. Must be you. It's your fault.
That's funny.
I got to go plug my phone up, too. I bet it's about to die, and I just spilled my coffee. See? Live radio, man. We can
live radio. Yeah, we're doing some paranormal work. He's walking in the dark and he's still tripping over his coffee.
Oh Lord, I don't even have a you gonna love this. My son's got my. I hope I don't lose you, buddy. I'm trying to find Heather's phone thing. Hold on.
I'll let everybody else know what else has got. Like I said before, folks, we got the Paracon coming up here October the 24th and 25th. I would like to see people that have actually been listening to the show to come up there and actually to participate. And if you want to, can join us, because let us know that even you can actually say, we're here, Dr. Jimmy sent us, or you could say, Derek from BBS Radio sent us, so we're here, we want to participate. Let us know. Don't be afraid to come up to us and say,
talk to us.
Say hi, because we don't want to, don't know who you guys are. Just let us know who you are, even faithful listeners listening to our show, whether it's Jimmy's or mine, and if you, like I said, we don't mind people hanging out with us because it makes us look good. The more friends, the better we feel.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? I love meeting people that says, hey, I really enjoyed your show. We really loved listening to you and Heather. And, we're glad, glad to be able to meet you. And we love meeting the people out there. That's why I'm hoping, I know all this is short notice about us being there and it all just happened. There's a reason for everything. There's a reason why everything. That's part of the paranormal. It's spiritual, there's a lot of, that's why we call it, I call it Alabama Paraspiritual Radio. There's just something about it, and that things happen for a reason. Derek, nothing happens for no reason.
Have you been doing any cases the last few months, since the last
year? The last one I did, let's see. I've done some stuff for the show. I went up to my old hometown, and did some stuff. We have a few things, but nothing major. Went and did some research over in some of the area around here, some of the older cemeteries and things like that, just to see, because, Tim Hobbs, he and his girlfriend Elizabeth, Rhodes, they go out and they've been doing this investigation, and long story short is that we end up getting together, and they're doing a lot of my camera work and helping me with the TV show, and so we went and did some stuff up in our area and got some really awesome EVPs, got some film footage too, and that's on the first episode. It's actually with Tim Hobbs. Tim is really big into the Civil War history around here.
I like your background, what you did. That background was fabulous.
That's cool, isn't it?
Yeah.
I did that all by myself.
Hey,
I want everybody to know why it took so long to do that episode.
Yeah.
My computer went nuts. I never had the problems with this computer as I did trying to put that episode together. And I ain't further problems with it since I got it out. But I didn't think I was going to ever get that episode out. If it wasn't one thing, it was another. And I ended up redoing that episode three times before I finally got a good product out.
Have we got a caller coming in?
Something just kept messing up.
Hang on a second, Jimmy. You got a caller calling in? Hello? I think we had a caller sitting in the background. We forgot all about it.
Oh.
I think they just hung up.
Sorry, y'all.
Sorry. If you guys want to call in, you got a couple more minutes to go yet, so give us a call. If you want to ask us a question regarding the show itself, we'd love to have you call us. Those who are actually listening in, the numbers are, it's 877-876-5227. It's 877-876-5227. And those are in Canada, 888-815-9756. It's 888-815-9756. And international callers is 530-876-3222. That's 530-876-3222. Now, people in the chat room, love to talk to you. People in the, like BBS Radio chat room, Pal Talk chat room. If you guys want to ask a question, please feel free to ask us a question, because I know you like to chat amongst each other, but if you want to call in, please give us a call, because, or if you want to ask us regarding traveling, tickets, flying out there, or even just to see us or talk to us, you know, give us a scream on the phone, because we don't mind chatting with you. Now, if you want to make contact with us after, give us a call.
I know once we all get together, you know, because I definitely know we all got our own times that we're going to be doing, but at some point, you know, there's going to be, in part of my show at least, I'm going to have every one of y'all up on stage with Heather and I, because it's you guys that actually started out with us. You know, y'all were some of my first guests, and as well as I do, it used to be hard to find people. They wasn't hard when I first started. There was not that many paranormal groups out there investigating.
Oh, we got a caller calling in, Jimmy.
All right,
we got a caller. We got a caller there.
Caller. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We sure can.
All right. This is Julia from Louisville, Kentucky, calling. Hi, Dr.
Julia.
Jimmy. Hi, Derek. I'm in the chat room. I'm the Empress.
Oh, hey, nice to meet you. How you doing?
Hey.
I wanted to say hello, and I am so glad that you guys are going to Vegas. I wish I could be there with you guys.
I wish you could be there, too.
But I, you know, may the duct tape be with you both, okay?
Okie dokie.
One of
the problems with wishes, I had a little duct tape on my mouth sometimes.
Uh-oh. Well, you know, you can't bring that on the plane. I found that out. That's one of the reasons why I'm not going. But anyway. I mean, what do they want to do? You know, make me go naked on the plane? I mean, you know, it is a passion statement for me. But I wanted to wish also Heather a happy birthday and everything. I'll get it all in real quick. But the one thing I wanted to tell you is that I'm so glad that you're standing up to certain individuals who are, you know, just not being very nice and not being very professional, I might add.
Yes,
okay.
You're absolutely right. Thank you.
And if you want to be a real professional, then you can join Derek and Dr. Jimmy in Vegas, baby, and put your money where your mouth is. That's all I wanted to say. Because I will talk to you next week on my show, Jimmy. So
I sure will, Julia.
All right. Derek,
looking
thanks
forward
a lot.
To it.
You guys are doing great. Talk to you soon.
Okay, take care.
Bye, Julia.
Bye.
The Empress wants me on her show. We'll have a chat with that regarding that as well. I'd love to have a chat with her myself. Anybody who actually wants to be involved in the paranormal, or actually people want to talk to me about whatever I do, or even like to have people that let me know what they do, I'd love to have them on my show, because I like to share information amongst the people. So,
well, yeah, you know,
through...
you got to do that, you know, and, you know, Derek, that's something we've always done, man, is we've always tried to share information and bring it out there. I've never been afraid to talk to a skeptic, and, you know, my thing is to a skeptic, here's what I say, is how can you tell me what I've experienced is not real?
Yeah.
You know, I can't prove it to you, but then again, you can't sit there and disrespect me because you didn't experience what I did.
Yeah.
You can't tell me it wasn't real.
No,
it wasn't
not at
there.
All.
And it's not right for them to be disrespectful, okay? To say, you know, I think it may be shady, the story is shady, you know, I don't believe it because of yada, 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 I don't believe it, you know, okay? Well, why don't you believe in it? Why don't you believe in it? Would you like to believe in it? Come with me and I'll let you experience some things. And you know what most of them will tell you? No, I'm too scared. I don't want to do that.
Well,
if you don't believe in it, then why are you scared? You know?
Yeah. Well, we're coming to close, Jimmy. I'd like to thank you so much for coming to the show. Now, folks, before I forget, I want to share this with you. Next week, I have Chris Booth and his crew coming on the show. Now, as you see on my webcam here, the guys have actually created Children of the Grave and the Ghosts of Waverly Hills Sanatorium. They did the movie video called Spooked. They've actually done another one called Possessed. And I'll be talking to Chris Booth next week. Jimmy knows him.
Jimmy knows him. I know of him. I know a lot of people that was on the Children of the Grave. Of course, I know everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody
so,
knows me. You know, they've been on my show at one time or another, but Yeah, that's I've heard it's supposed to be pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. I've not seen it personally, but I have heard good things about it, and about, you know, about the Booth brothers and some of the stuff they were doing, and they had some awesome experiences. So
it should be
a good show, Derek. It'll be a good show.
Okay. Anyways, Jimmy, it's been a pleasure having you on. I want to get you back here again. We're going to keep on talking about you. I'm not going to get you back in the next couple of weeks again, just before we take off for the 24th.
Well, maybe by then I've been down in Georgia, and I can kind of tell you what we experienced. But I can't give it all away because it's going to be an episode.
And before I forget, folks,
One more thing is if you do show up out there, folks, I am going to be filming live. I'm going to be doing the filming, and it is going to be a part of the Vegas tour. Is going to be a part of several episodes.
Yeah.
Of the Haunted South TV show.
Yeah.
So, there you go.
And one more thing I want to share with everybody else before I shut down. While we're there, we're going to take advantage of Station 2 on BBS Radio. They've given us the opportunity to actually do the Friday and the Saturday. We're doing 2 hours per night. We're doing 8 o'clock Pacific Standard on the Friday night, 2 hours of interviews of people like Jimmy, like Scott, anyone who wants to come on to interview them on our show. We're doing it live. We're going to do it again on the Saturday as well on the BBS Radio, 8 o'clock up until 10 o'clock, and more interviews. We're doing it live on Station 2. So those of you who actually want to listen to the show on October 24th and 25th, we're on Station 2 for our special between BBS Radio. Anyways, folks, thanks very much. We're going to come to a close. Be safe out there. We'll chat with you next week, folks. Take care. Bye.
Bye, everybody. Bye.